Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM with Virgin Mobile. No more waiting. Upgrade your phone whenever you want. Virgin Mobile. Ring on amazing.
But we have to go to Adrian Weckler because there's lots going on. Adrian Weckler, good morning.
Good morning.
I seem to be talking to you more than my husband these days because the tech world is in such disarray. What is going on? So what's going on with Twitter today?
Twitter is in a crisis, and there is a very real chance that over the weekend it will stop working. Or it will slow down to the point where it stopped working. So we're all familiar with the Twitter drama that has happened over the last month, where billionaire Elon Musk, world's richest man, Tesla, SpaceX, etc., bought Twitter, paid way over the odds for it, $44 billion, has been making huge cuts, basically sacked half the staff, including the hundreds of people who work in the Dublin office, or rather, to be more accurate, has put them on notice for a redundancy, and has been tweeting and creating an atmosphere that can just be described as hell within the company. And the latest is that Twitter has notified staff that it is closing the offices until Monday, something which I've never heard done at a tech company, closing the offices amid resignations and general chaos.
Adrian, the email he sent to staff yesterday was, it was quite demanding, I would say. What did it say exactly?
So Elon Musk has a vision of how to run a company and build a company that is very macho, very intense, long working days. And the email basically said that from now on, Twitter was going to be built and developed in a hardcore fashion. And if you don't like the idea of a hardcore Twitter, then you can leave. And he also said, you have to respond to this with a yes. And if you don't, I'll assume that you're leaving the company.
Does that mean the foosball table in the middle of the office is gone?
Well, it probably does. I'm not sure there was ever actually a foosball table in Twitter.
Pool
Dublin,
table, something. There's definitely, was there a pool table?
I think you have your noughties metaphors there for tech companies. No, these days it was more like just, you know, mounds and mounds of pastries and nice food and stuff like that. And couches. They have a lot of couches in tech companies in Dublin. But basically it hasn't worked. So a huge number of the staff, the ones who weren't fired, are now resigning. They're actually walking out. Like, and I mean a huge number. I mean the type of people who keep the company going, who keep the technical end of it going.
Okay, so it's a very real possibility that, you know, it will not cease to exist, but it won't be around on the weekend. I mean, what are the implications of that?
That it'll start slowing, that certain things won't work. Last week, we already saw a problem with what they call two-factor authentication. We've talked about that before. That's when you log out, you try to log back in, and it sends you a text message. That system broke for a while because they didn't have the engineers to do it. The front and the traffic teams and the front-end teams, the root engineering request, they've all resigned. The team that maintains its what they call its core system libraries, they're gone.
Okay.
I mean, employees are saying that you just can't. I mean, employees are predicting that the service will slow down or stop.
Okay. A lot of texts coming in on 51552. Somebody wants to know, Adrian, maybe you can answer. Just wondering why he would spend so much on Twitter and then destroy it. What is behind this, in your opinion?
It's partially ego. So the caricature of him being somebody who, you know, just wants a toy and thinks he can make it better, that is partially true. It's also because when he agreed to pay the $44 billion, it was worth $44 billion. The tech economy has slumped in the last 6 months, and he bought it at the top of the market. Imagine buying a house on Aylesbury Road in late 2007, okay? And then 2 years later, you still hadn't paid for it, but they want to make you, you know, fulfill your contract. That's what happened to Elon Musk.
Of those leaving, where are they going? Can we talk Mastodon? Is that a real thing? I mean, is that going to be the next one?
I don't think it is going to be the next one. Mastodon is an alternative, but it's kind of tricky to get the hang of. It's tricky to join. It's a different type of system to Twitter. It's based on different servers, or, you know, for want of a better word, different rooms. it's a lot clubbier. So you're kind of joining groups, like-minded groups. That's completely fine. That is an interesting way to do it. But it's very, very different from Twitter. I don't think Mastodon is gonna be it. There's another one starting to come through the ether called post.news. That's the website as well. It hasn't started yet, but an awful lot of people are joining the waiting list there, and the people running it are kind of interesting people who know how to run a social network. So if I were to bet, I mean, I've joined the waiting list for that one, post.news.
Oh, okay.
So if I were to bet on which one might emerge out of this chaos, I'd say it's post.news. I don't think Twitter is going to completely die over the next few days. And I'm not even sure it'll completely die in the next year or two. I think Musk may end up having to eat humble pie, sell it for a loss, or just beg the people who, you know, used to run it to come back and run it, and then leave it alone, hand it over to someone else.
But we're kind of relying on him to put his ego aside for that.
Very
one.
Much so. Okay. Very much so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll wait and see. Adrian Weckler, thank you so much for taking a call this morning. Lots happening in the tech world, and lots going to happen over the weekend. We might check in again on Monday. Jen Zaffarelli on 2FM.